No, I certainly enjoyed it. I mean, I thought MK Dons played very well. I thought we'd patches in the game. We struggled a little bit with injuries and making changes during the evening when Tim Ream had to go home unwell. So there was a lot of things the boys have had to deal with over the last few weeks or few days, whatever you like to call it, internationals away. It's been a tough 10 days for them because the last game they lose 5-2. People tend to forget that with everything else that's happened. So to bounce back for that, I thought it showed great guts and I'm delighted for them. So they worked hard for it. We could end up winning it. We also could end up losing it. So I think a draw in the end was a fair result.
You say it's been tough for them. Has it been tough for you too to take on this role, to work with the players in the situation that they're in at the moment?
Well, I was pleasantly surprised because Mike asked me on Wednesday, would I take the boys for the weekend? So I've been working with them for the 2 days. Well, some of them for 2 days, some of them for 1 day because some of them were on international break and didn't get back to Thursday. So it's been a whirlwind, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And to be fair, the boys have been very respectful, tried to do what we asked of them. And as I say, you can see them, they were on their legs there. People want to stay on the pitch when they were injured. And to me, that shows the signs of great players and good players who want to have that desire and commitment to stay on the pitch to win a game or keep in a game. And to me, that's great credit to them. And I was very, very pleased with the way they went about their business.
How are the players at the moment? Because they must have, one, disappointed with the loss against Birmingham and how definitive that defeat was. Also, losing a manager too. It must be really difficult for them at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, they're human beings like everyone else, you know, and people tend to forget that at times. But they are resilient characters, as I say, about football players. You know, it's happened many times now. You know, it used to be maybe you'd have your job for 3 years, near enough, but that doesn't happen, and players understand that now. Probably the biggest problem for them is the way the game changes so quickly. Somebody tactically does something different, you know, or have changes here and there. And sometimes you've just got to be careful you don't try and make too many changes too quickly. And because the boys started the training the week with someone else at the start of the week, and I trained over for the last 2 days, I was very, very conscious of the fact they're changing too much. But I was very, very happy the way they went about their business. And as I say, their attitude's been excellent. So hopefully, if I'm still in charge for the next game, I'll look forward to working with them. That gives Mr. Cairn and Mike chance and opportunity to get a man, the right man for the job, to take the club forward and get them to the Premier League, hopefully.
Well, I was going to ask you that. What do you understand now to be your role, and what do you understand may happen in the future?
No, my role's never changed. My role's just to help the club out to this moment in time, while the club go on the search and hopefully, as I say, get the time to pick the correct man for the job. And they're working diligently to do that. And if that takes a little bit longer, so be it. You know, I'm more than willing to help out as long as Mike and the chairman are happy with that. I've got the experience and I'm confident enough, and I'm sure I've got the respect of the players, and I think that's more important. And when you talk to them, they seem receptive, and I've seen things on the pitch I was very pleased with. There's also things I wasn't pleased with, and I've told them that. But as I said, they've been receptive to it, and as I said, we just go on with it, and hopefully when the new man comes in, we'll be in a good position. We start picking up wins very quickly, because that's important. And as I say, everybody wants to get to the promised land, and hopefully the new man can do that.